And what's really cool about this is that now if I were to say I want to, show players in another component, all I have to do is import this use players, grab the player store, and then do whatever I want with it. I can grab all the players from it. There are some other interesting things with MobX State Tree. That's not the only thing that you can do. For example, if I wanted to, I could have, I'm going to add another thing called views. Views are essentially like computed data. It's like data that's already in there, but we're going to provide it in a different way. So I could have like all stars, right? And it will actually, I'm going to do it as a getter. I'll do a get. So you can do just like, so you can just do like player store dot all stars, and it'll act like a property, but it's actually a method that's running. And then you might run through your players and then filter and by all star, right? And you have some way to kind of to
Right.
do that. And
We're
then
name
what's
equals Ben Simmons.
Yes. Hey, but let's do that actually. Let's do that. I'm gonna do that. Filter player. If the player dot name is Ben Simmons, nice. Okay. And I'm just gonna return that. So now what I can do is I go back here and instead of looping through all of the players, I'm just gonna say all the all stars and whoops. And there you go, right? There's Ben Simmons right there. And what's really cool about it is that that is also being observed. So if players, which is underlying all stars, ever changes, it will re-render this component as well. So it monitors not only the property itself, but any properties that were used to compute that property when you use a view like that.
That's
So that's
fantastic.